This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudet. As the state opens back up, healthcare and government experts are saying that being outdoors is relatively safe since physical distancing is easier when you're outside. However, that doesn't mean you are totally safe when you leave your house. And as the weather heats up, we all know more and more people are taking advantage of the great, beautiful outdoors of our state. The governor's Recreate Responsibly campaign is offering guidelines to safely do that for Idahoans. We want to spend time outdoors. We want to do it safely. So joining us live today is Steve Stebner. He worked with the Bureau of Land Management in Idaho this season when the Recreate Responsibly campaign was kicking off. And he has a blog where he talks about the great Idaho outdoors. Steve, good to have you with us.
You bet. Happy to be here.
Hey, can you start by giving us just an overview of the Recreate Responsibly campaign, kind of like how it came about and then, you know, what it looks like?
Sure. I think it was launched shortly after the stay-at-home order from Governor Little. And I think the idea was for this to run in parallel with that order in terms of it's okay to go outside, but try to keep your trips local. If you're feeling sick, don't go. Keep your 6 feet of distance. Keep your, you know, group size to less than 10. And even though we saw a huge amount of outdoor recreation going on, especially in our capital city and the foothills and along the rivers and stuff, you know, I think people really did a pretty good job with that. And we want to continue to do a good job with that so that we can enjoy the outdoors this summer.
So take us back to March when the lockdown first happened. What did the recommendations look like really at the beginning of the crisis versus what they are now?
Well, I think the main difference was staying super close to home and also small group sizes, mm-hmm. ideally just your immediate family or, you know, doing things with roommates. And so,
oh, right. I was going to say, change. I didn't
go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead, Steve.
Well, and then it's just, you know, now it's changed to really a much larger level where you have, you know, groups up to 50 allowed. So mm-hmm. we're going to see a lot more congestion in places. And we're already seeing that, you know, over like at Quinn's Pond and Boise when it's hot out, everybody's over there enjoying the water. But I don't see a lot of physical spacing going on.
So Steve, talk a little bit about that, because you're right. I mean, we've already seen pictures of Quinn's Pond when we had that heat wave, I think like at the end of April, and today it's supposed to be like 95 degrees or something in the right. Valley, right? So, and all the pools are closed. So there really is only, I mean, you know, there's Quinn's Pond, and I see people on the Boise River near downtown almost yep. every single day. You go to McCall. I've been told that North Beach, there's no social distancing going on there. So are these concerns when you see that? Because that is not part of yes. the Recreate Responsibly motto.
Yeah, I think we really do need to remember that we have to respect other people's space during this time. And I think we're hearing from the medical professionals that it's really likely we could see another spike if people aren't careful. And so, at least in our household, you know, we're trying to be as respectful as we can be. And when we go shopping, we wear a mask and we wear gloves sometimes if you're going to be touching surfaces that have been, you know, touched mm-hmm. by others repeatedly. And I really want to see us crush the curve this summer and continue to crush the curve. And the only way that's going to happen is if people are responsible about that.
So what about state parks opening back up? What are there concerns that maybe park rangers have about coronavirus spreading?
Well, I'm sure that's in the back of their mind, but at the same time, I think because everyone did such a good job through April and May that, you know, the governor felt it was appropriate to go to larger groups, and then state parks felt comfortable opening their campgrounds on May 30th as a result of that. And actually, I think it's going to really help spread people out. Mm-hmm. The National Forest campgrounds are opening, like Redfish Lake is opening today, Stanley Lake. So, you know, we were seeing a huge amount of crowding, you know, in like our largest city in Boise, you know, and Foothills Trails and things like that. And so I noticed yesterday on a ride, it was just back to normal and hardly anyone there during the middle of the day. So I think we're starting to see people get out, and they're itching to get out of town, of course.
Oh, right. You bring up a good point, Steve, though, that like we're lucky enough to be geographically isolated to have these areas where people can go out into our state parks and things like that, right? And be outside and socially distance. However, in places like Boise, I've only got about a minute left, so I want to ask you this. Do you have any idea about the Boise River opening for floaters this season?
Yes, I have a little bit of intel on that. I talked to Scott Coburg with Ada County Parks and Waterways yesterday, and he said they're have the green light to go ahead and plan for an opening. And so they're setting up protocols. And they'll be doing raft rentals, and the launch will be operating there. Of course, anybody could show up there with their own boat today,
right,
and launch and do their own shuttle. But they will be doing shuttles, and the river will be open for business. Let's watch for, you know, it's to be determined the date. The fire department has to do the sweep of the river. And, you know, there's a number of things that need to be done. But I think, you know, we're going to be seeing the Boise River opening soon. And I'm headed to go float the main payette today.
Well, I'm going to let you go so you can do that. Thank you so much. I'm jealous. Have a great time, Steve. Thanks for your time. We've been talking with Idaho outdoor blogger Steve Stebner. Thank you all for joining us today on Idaho Matters. So appreciate your time. It's Friday. I want to say a big thank you to our producers, Frankie Barnhill, Samantha Wright, our production assistant, Molly Wampler, our general manager, Tom Michael, and our programming director, Paul Stribling. And our music was produced and written by Boise musician Will Hall. I'm Gemma Gaudette. It's Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.